W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer trying to reassure American families of hostages still being held by Hamas more than 100 days after the horrific Hamas terror attack on Israel October 7th.
I just want to say to all of you, don't give up hope. There are always new initiatives, as there are right now.
There are worries about a new report finding an increase in cancer deaths for people under 50. CBS's Michael George.
Colorectal cancer is now the leading cause of cancer death in men under 50 and second for women in the same age group, according to the American Cancer Society.
President Biden is meeting with congressional leaders over a package including foreign aid and the situation at the border.
The president has signaled that he is actually willing to deal on border security and willing to go further than he has before, particularly when it comes to the humanitarian parole policy.
CBS's Nancy Cordes. CBS News Brief, I'm Allison Keyes.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are defending their decision to fire Public Service Commissioner Tyler Huebner yesterday. Republicans have fired eight of Governor Evers' appointees since fall, but Senator Julian Bradley says it's not political.
We have confirmed over 480 of the governor's appointments. If this were purely political, I suspect those numbers would be significantly lower.
Evers quickly appointed Christy Nieto to take Huebner's place. A Democratic law firm in Washington, D.C. is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to reconsider the state's congressional map. The Elias Law Group says the court's landmark ruling on the Wisconsin legislature's maps last month calls into question Wisconsin's U.S. House districts. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The wind chill advisory comes to an end, but don't go get your shorts yet. The dangerously cold temperatures in the area are anticipated to diminish, but forecasters caution that it will still be cold. Temperatures are expected to be in the teens today and most of tomorrow. Warming centers in most communities remain operational. To find the closest center to you, call 211. The humorous highway road signs seen along I-94 and across the country are likely coming to an end. The Federal Highway Administration has released a manual that prohibits humor and pop culture references on the traffic safety messages. That'll start in 2 years. The feds say the signs are distracting to drivers. The ban affects all of the electric signs with the silly messages, and all states must comply with the new regulation within the 2 years. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Badgers lose in an upset. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had not lost to a Big Ten opponent until they faced Penn State and Kane Clary.
Shot clock down to 10, game clock at 44. Clary drives by wall, pulls, pops, good off the glass. He has been spectacular. Penn State up 6, 34 seconds to play.
Matt LePay with the call. Clary finished with 29 points on the way to an 87-83 win for Penn State over Wisconsin. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously the turnovers. I thought early, right from the start, we just got a little frenzied, and that gave them confidence as they were able to jump out to that lead that we could never quite get back where we felt we could get in control of it.
The Badgers host Indiana Friday night. NFL, the Packers will be without backup outside linebacker Kingsley Enagbare after he suffered a knee injury against the Cowboys. Rookie Lucas Van Ness will have to step up as a pass rusher against the 49ers this Saturday night.
I think the more he plays, the better he gets.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The worst of the cold is over, and now wind chills will climb to feeling like near zero. With more clouds building in today, it's acting as a blanket, keeping us warmer. This means by tomorrow, we'll feel our actual temperatures. But still, it's sweater weather, and we don't thaw out until next week. Currently, it's 6 degrees.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you've made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's The Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Dahmers on the board. It is 6 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on this Wednesday, January 17th, 2024. It is
Pump Day.
The camel got a little cold. After the first hour, your camel gets a little cold.
Yeah, it was fine for a while, but you know how when you're outside too long, right? Like your chin kind of freezes, you can't talk right.
It takes an extra moment to reply. We get it. It's fine. He got it done, Mr. Zommers. Fantastic, as always, to have Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News, and also Trigvi Olsen, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project on the first hour. Great first hour.
Absolutely.
Great callers as well. We welcome that. And again, Todd, everything's fine. I'm just going to take next Tuesday off to do a little family business. And so Trigvi Olsen is going to be filling in here, going to be here in person in studio in Madison and guest hosting the entire 2-hour segment along with Mr. Zommers next week. So that should be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how that goes.
I think it'll be just fine.
I think so too. Yeah. I don't mean I think it's going to be bad. I just mean I'm excited to see exactly what form it takes.
Yes, absolutely. And on this Friday, Mr. Luke Mathers is going to be in guest hosting. So a couple of guest hosts Friday. I'm here on Monday. Then we have Trigvi on Tuesday, and then I'm back for the rest of the week. So just, you know, a lot going on. And so sometimes you got to take a little time to get some things done. So
got
to
get recombobulated.
That's exactly right. And as a matter of fact, I'm flying on Friday through Milwaukee, and I'm looking forward in nervous anticipation to go into the recombobulation area of the Milwaukee airport.
Good.
General Mitchell Field. And then tomorrow we're taking the show on the road. We're going to be down at the Wisconsin Public Education Conference downtown. It used to be the Midwest Express Center. Now I think it's called the Baird Center.
Something like that.
So we'll be live on location if everything works out right. Our friend and colleague Pat Kreitlow will join us on location. And who else might stop by our table at the education conference? You never know. So tune in. We'll be talking about public education, taking your phone calls as well live from Milwaukee tomorrow. And then I believe next Wednesday, we're doing the show from Wausau. So we're all over the state here the next couple of weeks.
Todd's a busy man.
I'm going to be on the road. Pleasure to have you into hour number two of the big program. A little bit later, as I said, we're going to talk a little bit more about the Packer game coming up on Saturday. If you live in places like Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, you can listen to the Packers on one of our Civic Media stations. Don't forget, unfortunately, because of NFL rules, we cannot stream the game on the Civic Media app. So you have to be in Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, one of our fine stations there to listen to that. You can stream the Badger basketball team games, though. Badgers stubbed their toe a little bit. And this is absolutely no surprise to me. They went down to Happy Valley at Penn State, which is, I've never been there, but I heard it's just, they don't get a lot of fans. It's kind of quiet. It's a weird venue. They put up a curtain, I think, for part of it, like to close it off because they don't have enough fans. It's a weird
interesting.
And the Badgers, they've whether Bo Ryan, a Dick Bennett, now Greg Gard, they will often stub their toe going down to Happy Valley. And such was the case last night. The Badgers came back and led for a bit, but Penn State was shooting lights out. They beat the Badgers last night 87-83. In a close one on the road, Bucky comes home and takes on Indiana next at the Kohl Center. The Badgers now 13-5 overall, still lead the Big Ten 5-1. Badgers got their first Big Ten loss last night. They just became the number 11 team in the country. And of course,
then they lose.
Right. And Penn State, they tried to storm the court from what I saw online. And it was a pathetic storming of the court. It was kind of like, should we go? Yeah, I guess. Well, I don't know. And they kind of it wasn't a storm the court. It was a sachet or a walk onto the court is more than what it was.
That is very sad.
And not impressive. Anyway, so the Badgers hopefully will get back on track when they are at home against Indiana later on this week. Indiana not doing well at all. So hopefully the Badgers can get a win going back on track. So we'll talk a little bit more about the Packer game a little bit later. Also, speaking of the Brewers and the Bucks, professional sports. We'll talk about this new deal that's being released here over the last hour or so. Bally Sports at least being acquired in part by Amazon. So it may turn out that we can stream the Brewers and Bucks games in the near future if you have an Amazon Prime account.
I don't like that. Okay. Consolidating services so you don't need to pay for as many things. Yeah. Great. Amazon owning more things, not so great.
Not so great, but I think more people have Amazon than doing another streaming service for Bally Sports.
More people are going to see it.
Yeah, which I guess is a good thing. I want to talk a little bit right now, kick off this hour here, what's happening in court right now. Donald J. Trump, former president, taking a break from the campaign trail. It's really all becoming one of the same thing. And Trump himself has said that the courtroom is going to be a lot of his campaign trail in 2024. He is in court on this E. Jean Carroll lawsuit, which, of course, he's been found liable for sexual assault. You can't say guilty because it wasn't a criminal charge. It was a civil charge, but he's been found liable. And now the jury is trying to figure out how much Trump has to pay E. Jean Carroll. And, of course, Trump is making everything a show. In court today, according to CNN, Judge Lewis Kaplan warned the former president that he could be removed from the courtroom if he continues to be disruptive following another complaint from E. Jean Carroll's lawyer that Trump could be heard making comments during the testimony. Carroll's lawyer, Sean Cowley, said Trump could be heard commenting, saying things such as, quote, "It's a witch hunt," unquote. And, quote, "It's a con job," unquote. Kaplan responded saying, quote, "Mr. Trump has the right to be present here. That right can be forfeited, and it can be forfeited if he is disruptive, which has been reported to me consists of. And if he disregards court orders, Mr. Trump, I hope I don't have to consider excluding you from the trial," unquote. At that, Trump threw up his hands in response and said, quote, "I understand you're probably eager for me to do that." And then, Trump threw up his hands and the judge said, quote, "I understand you're probably eager for me to do that." Reporters in the courtroom heard Trump say, quote, "I would love it." To which the judge said, "I know you would. You just can't control yourself in this circumstance, apparently." Then the parties left the courtroom for lunch. So yeah, that's how things are going in the courtroom right now for Trump.
As to be expected. This is what he wants, because then he's a martyr.
I mean, I cannot believe I have been a witness in a federal courtroom in a federal trial for voter ID. I've been sworn in and appeared before a federal judge. I was one of the many witnesses for the group that was challenging some of the voter suppression efforts of the Walker administration. Appeared in federal Judge Peterson's courtroom. Great federal judge, by the way. It's a very serious thing. You feel it when you enter the courtroom. There are no jokes being made here. It is a serious thing. And Trump continues to attack this judge from the courtroom. Now, a couple of days ago, he was attacking him on the trail. Do we have time for this, Mr. Zombers? This was Donald Trump on the campaign trail before he went back into the courtroom going after Judge Kaplan.
Had another one. I said, could we have a day off? My wife's incredible mother. This was an incredible woman. My wife loves her so much. A first lady, her mother died. And one of the most incredible people. And the judge says, essentially, you can't go to the funeral because we're not going to give you the time. So if I go to the funeral, I can't be at the trial. They're not going to hold up the trial. Now, think of it. This is a radical left judge, Kaplan. This is a radical left judge appointed by Clinton. And that's the way it is. The Democrats play that way. The Republicans don't. Republican judges, in all fairness, they want to be they go overboard. If I appoint somebody, they go overboard to give the other side the benefit of the doubt. Okay, absolutely overboard. Whereas the Democrats, if you get appointed by Obama or Biden, they're down and dirty. They say, I don't care. It's a whole different thing. And people can say that's not true, but it's totally true. Republicans, they want to go out of their way to show that they're not influenced or they're not biased or that they're fair. And they're really hurting our country, the Democrats.
that's Trump on the campaign trail, which, of course, is completely not true. Here's a couple of true facts for you, all right? All facts should be true, by the way. But so Trump is not required to be at this trial. He could have just gone to the
funeral.
So he's choosing to be at this trial. Now, Melania Trump, who I guess legally is still his wife, even though they simply don't get along, Melania Trump's mother died, apparently. And our condolences to her. Don't wish death like that or for anyone to go through something like that. And so the funeral is sometime this week, I guess, maybe today. And so Trump's lawyers, as a stalling tactic, have been asking the judge to delay this trial in order for Trump to go and be with his grieving wife and attend this funeral. And the judge said, fine, you don't have to be here. Go ahead and go. But Trump insists on being here for the theatrics, as we've seen today, as being reported by CNN and other places. He wants the theatrics. So he's making this big deal about this and attacking this judge. And he goes on talking about his judges that he appointed. Don't forget, it was many of his judges, if you want to use that vernacular, judges that he appointed, that threw out Trump's own challenges to the 2020 election results. It said, no, Don, the election was free and fair, and all these accusations of being a quote-unquote rigged election, it's just not true.
Well, Todd, here's the problem. You're thinking too hard instead of just listening to what Donald Trump says.
Well, there you go. But I think it's just important to make that point that, again, the rhetoric that you're hearing from Donald Trump, what he's saying is the truth, just simply isn't. And here's a truth-related thought for the day, Mr. Zombers. One of our listeners from Benjamin Franklin. Quote, half the truth is often a great lie, unquote. We want to give you all the truth and just the truth, nothing but the truth. More on the other side, including your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Thrivent Financial salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protest, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and more. MLK led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Thrivent Financial in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions with Civic Media.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK, and on the Civic Media app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Truth, wherever it may lead. Well, little frog in the throat, I'm sorry. Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20 now past the hour of 1 o'clock. You ever get that when you kind of like half breathe and half swallow and half talk? And you,
yeah, not fun.
And it's not just the camel whose voice is frozen here. Mine is a little bit as well. Stay safe if you're on the roadways today. Sounds like temperatures in some cases below zero, certainly with wind chill in places across the state of Wisconsin. In all seriousness, bundle up. Don't have exposed skin. As in conditions like this, as we are reminded, it can freeze quickly. And you do not want frostbite or frozen hands and feet and faces. So particularly for older folks and for kids, don't let them go out without proper coverings.
It's just not where it can happen so fast.
And it's apparently going to warm back up by Monday or so. Monday, Tuesday, looking for highs near 39.
And then it's probably going to get cold again.
Well, sure. It's winter, right? It's winter in Wisconsin. So be safe out there all across the state of Wisconsin. Want to get to a little news in terms of some poll numbers that you're not going to hear a lot about and the economy. Because, of course, a lot of people love to point out certain polls saying how people are upset about the economy, how Joe Biden is in trouble, how things are terrible. Well, let's talk a little bit about a poll that shows us things are not so bad. This is from Axios. Americans overall have a surprising degree of satisfaction with their economic situation, according to findings from the Axios Vibes survey by the Harris Poll. Harris Poll, a longtime polling firm, respected firm. And again, I'm not saying this represents everyone, but if news media are going to continue to have this narrative that everything's terrible, oh, look at this poll, look at this poll, then we should report all the, and we've reported polls in this program that show the economy, that people believe, that some people believe the economy isn't doing well. We report on polls that have Trump and Biden essentially tied going into the fall. But also let's report some good news here. Again, this is the Axios Vibe survey by the Harris Poll. Why it matters, according to Axios, that's in spite of dour views among certain subsets of the country, in particular MAGA folks, and in contrast to consumer sentiment polls that remain stubbornly weak, partly because of the lingering effects of 2022's inflation. So the Axios Vibes poll has found that when asked about their own financial condition, that's important, your own financial condition or that of their local community, Americans are characteristically optimistic. So when you ask people, so again, this is so important, and I can speak to this as someone who spent a lot of time in politics, worked for candidates, was a candidate myself for state assembly a couple of times, and have been involved in polling. So when you have a political party or a political candidate or an organization that has a political leaning, they will tell the polling firm to ask questions in a certain way in order to get a certain result so that they then can go out in public and say, oh my gosh, look at this. This is how people feel. And then they tell people how they feel. And then people are like, well, I guess that's how I feel. It's all this psychological stuff that's part of politics. So the good type of polling are people like Professor Charles Franklin and the Marquette Law School poll, who knows everything I just said, and so they word questions specifically to get the most real answer, or, and that's kind of a bad way to put it, but an answer that doesn't come across with a partisan lean as much as possible. So in this poll by the Harris poll, they asked people about their own financial condition or that of their local community, and found that Americans, when asked that way, are characteristically optimistic. So it's broadly understood that economic well-being influences electoral outcomes. By the same token, however, political affiliation influences the responses that Republicans, in particular, give when they're asked about the economy. So asking about personal finances rather than the broader economy can reveal optimism not seen in consumer sentiment reporting. So here's what the data shows. GDP, gross domestic product growth, is the highest in the developed world here in America. Inflation heading back down to more optimal levels, and consumer spending keeps on growing. By the numbers, according to the Harris poll, 63% of Americans rate their current financial situation as being good, including 19% of the U.S. people who say that it is very good. Again, this is what your personal economics are. 63% of Americans say that their current financial situation is good. 19% say very good. Now, neither number is particularly low. They're both entirely in line with the average result of the past 20 times that the Harris poll has asked this question. So this is nothing new. The survey's findings were based on a nationally representative sample of 2,120 U.S. adults, and it was conducted online between December 15th and 17th of last year. So 2,000 people, it's a pretty good universe from which to draw. Americans' outlook for the futures are also rosy. 66% think that 2024 will be better than 2023, and 85% of us feel we could change our personal financial situation for the better this year. Now, that's in line with Wall Street estimates as well, which have penciled in continued growth in both GDP and real wages for the rest of the year. Here's something that might stun you. According to this poll, Harris poll, 77% of Americans are happy with where they are living, including renters who have seen their housing costs surge over the last few years and are far more likely than homeowners to describe their financial situation as poor. The reality is similarly upbeat. Asking rents finally are starting to fall in some places, not everywhere, rather than rising recently. And that, of course, is great news for renters. More than half of Americans that say that if they lost their job tomorrow, they'd be okay, that they could find an equivalent or better job quickly, and that, quote, my employer needs me more than I need them. 63% of respondents describe their job security as, quote, a sure thing. Very interesting. A bottom line, then, Americans who believe their community's economy is strong outnumbers those who think it's weak. There you go. Some good news on the economy if you look at your own situation. What do you think? How is your personal economy doing? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Talk about that and Packers on the other side. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans appear to have hit an impasse over legalizing medical marijuana. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue says creating state-run dispensaries is a non-starter. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he won't compromise to address Senate Republicans' concerns. About 15% of Wisconsin's children are obese. State lawmakers are introducing 5 bills to help kids get in shape. One of them would give eligible families incentive to buy fresh fruit and vegetables.
Families participating in SNAP can purchase additional fruits and vegetables from participating farmers markets, community-supported agriculture programs, grocery stores, and other healthy food retailers.
Representative Alex Joers is a member of the Speaker's Childhood Obesity Task Force. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The feds are now involved in the investigation into the death of a trans woman in Milwaukee 2 years ago. The FBI and Milwaukee police are seeking information about the 2022 killing of Brazil Johnson, who was fatally shot on June 15th of that year. The FBI has released surveillance photos of a possible suspect and is asking the public to come forward with any information related to the homicide. Johnson's mother believes that her daughter was targeted at least in part because she was a transgender woman. In the city of Waukesha, officials have announced that the drop-off center will have special hours today from noon to 5. That will allow people to bring in tree branches from the recent storm at no charge. The drop-off center will be open for regular hours on Saturday from 8 to 4, providing another opportunity for people to bring in branches at no cost. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Badgers lose in an upset. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers had not lost to a Big Ten opponent until they faced Penn State and Kane Clary.
Shot clock down to 10, game clock at 44. Clary drives by Wall, pulls, pops, good off the glass. He has been spectacular. Penn State up 6, 34 seconds to play.
Matt LePay with the call. Clary finished with 29 points on the way to an 87-83 win for Penn State over Wisconsin. Badgers head coach Greg Gard.
Obviously the turnovers. I thought early, right from the start, we just got a little frenzied, and that gave them confidence as they were able to jump out to that lead that we could never quite get back where we felt we could get in control of it.
The Badgers host Indiana Friday night. NFL, the Packers will be without backup outside linebacker Kingsley Enagbare after he suffered a knee injury against the Cowboys. Rookie Lucas Van Ness will have to step up as a pass rusher against the 49ers this Saturday night.
I think the more he plays, the better he gets.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. The worst of the cold is over, and now wind chills will climb to feeling like near zero. With more clouds building in today, it's acting as a blanket, keeping us warmer. This means by tomorrow, we'll feel our actual temperatures. But still, it's sweater weather, and we don't thaw out until next week. Currently, it's 6 degrees.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
It's payday.
Get that cheese. We gotta get that cheese. We gotta get that cheese.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Wednesday, January 17th. Mrs. Zommer's dialing up a little Got to get that cheese.
You got to get that cheese.
Who sings that again?
Too Short.
Too Short. That's right. Too Short. That's fantastic. Welcome back to the show. In the slang, the vernacular, Mr. Zomers, help me out, is basically you got to get your paycheck, right? You got to get the money.
Yeah, your money, your cheddar.
Your cheddar.
Your cheese.
How do you feel about getting your cheese? That's the question we're asking right now after reading right before the break there, this Axios poll, it's by Axios and the Harris poll. A little over 2,000 Americans were asked about people's personal finances, how you actually feel about things for yourself. And according to the poll, Americans' outlook on the future, pretty rosy. 66% think that 2024 will be better than 2023, and 85% of Americans feel we could change our personal financial situation for the better this year. How do you feel? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Do you think that you could change your financial situation? Do you think that things could look rosier in 2024 financially for you? Not for the country, not for other people, but for you. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Also hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Off the app, very kind words from Andrew out in Maine. We appreciate that. Listening in on the app via WAUK, the Shaw down in Waukesha. Andrew says 2 hours of Matt Nair on air, followed by 2 hours of Todd Allbaugh Monday through Friday, certainly adds to my personal happiness in my unofficial poll, unquote. Well, thank you, Andrew. Very kind words of you to say. And of course, our friend Jane Matt Nair, who has her new program right before ours, 10 until noon every day, right here on the same Civic Media Radio Network, doing a great job. And I talked to Jane a little bit, day before yesterday. We are working out details for Jane to come on the show because, you know, she was the producer and co-host, basically, for Kristen Bry for a year and a half on As Goes Wisconsin. And Kristen Bry has moved on. We'll probably hear about more from her in the coming days or weeks, and we wish her all the best. But we also are thrilled that Jane Matt Nair, a legend, at least in Milwaukee and most of Wisconsin radio, knows Jane Matt Nair. She's been in the industry for years. And I did not realize this is the first time that she has gotten to her very own show with her own name.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I thought it would be great to come on, learn more about Jane as a person, her background. I'm sure she has a lot of cool stories being in the industry all these years. So we'll talk to Jane about herself and also about the new show, Matt Nair on the Air, every weekday from 10 until noon right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And I eagerly await that. I want to hear a lot of those stories. I'm sure she's got, like you said, a lot of really fun stories, maybe some less fun, but interesting nonetheless.
Well, in radio, she was on once before with Kristen in the old station, the old studios. And, radio has changed a lot.
Right.
Broadcasting has changed a lot in her time. And it still has a ways to go, obviously. But, there was a time in this industry where women were basically thought of as secretaries. And you didn't have a woman on the air, or it was very rare, and they were treated not well. Jane has some stories on that part of it, but also I think, her opportunities that she's gotten over the years. And
absolutely.
Look forward to that, having Jane Matt Nair with us next week. I think I originally told her, hey, come on Tuesday. And then, of course, I'm going to be gone on Tuesday. So I got Jane now working out. So at some point in the near future here, hopefully next week, Jane will be on the air with us. How do you feel about your own financial situation? Do you think that this year is going to be better or worse? Not talking about the state or the country, but your personal financial situation, your living conditions. Do you agree with this? I thought this was interesting. That 77% of Americans are happy with where they're living, and 63% of Americans say that they describe their job security as, quote, a sure thing, unquote, saying that they realize that their employer needs them more than they need their employer.
Especially if you work in retail or something. Yeah. If you're somebody who shows up, you're fine right now.
Well, because yes.
Everybody's desperate.
I think that's a great point, Mr. Zommers. It depends on the industry. Because you're right. Right now in retail, I mean, I was a manager in retail for, well, manager for about a year and a half, but been working in retail for about 4 years. And you're right. I mean, I did some of the job interviews, and we would get people that would set up an interview and not even come to the interview. Or you'd get someone who got hired and then just not show up on the first day. So, in retail, I think you basically can, if you just are a warm body and are cleaned up well and are halfway intelligent and respectable and responsible, you'll get a job. I think there are other industries where that's, you know, I wake up every day fearful that it'll be my last.
Is that so?
Well, people that know me know I'm a worrier. And you know, I'm very thankful for my job and the opportunity. And so.
Oh, me too.
I just, you know, I would never say anybody needs me more than I need them.
I think when your job is personality related, mm-hmm. it's a lot tougher to say that it's a sure thing.
Right.
Because I'm sure part of the reason Aaron Rodgers isn't a Packer anymore is personality related.
Probably a lot of it, right?
Probably a lot of it.
I mean, just it got to be too much drama. Just too much drama with A-Rod. So anyway, I think that's an interesting survey. And again, if you want to weigh in on the way you feel in terms of your own financial dealings, give us a call. If you think things are better or will be better potentially in 2024, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Feel free to call in on that. We're going to move on to a couple other things we kind of touched on earlier in the show. And that is this news from about 2 hours ago, according to Cord Cutters News. And to give him credit, I spoke of the recombobulation area earlier. Our friend Dan Schaefer tweeted this out earlier. So thanks to Dan for putting this on the Twitter, on the X, and letting us know. So according to this, says today, Diamond Sports, the parent company of Bally Sports, RSNs, announced a deal that will allow it to exit bankruptcy. So Bally Sports, the company that broadcasts the Bucks and the Brewers games on television, not the radio, but the TV, went into bankruptcy. So they announced that they've come to an agreement. So with the deal, Amazon, that's right, Amazon will become a minority investor in Diamond Sports, the owner of Bally Sports. The deal will see Amazon become the new home of Bally Sports' streaming for direct-to-consumer packages. Goes on with some quotes there saying they're thrilled about this. But if you go down to the meat and potatoes of the story, it says this deal with Amazon will let Americans buy live access to Major League Baseball, the National Basketball Association, and the National Hockey League games through Amazon's Prime Video channels. This offer is only good for customers who live inside the markets these teams play with.
Boo.
But I think that just means that, like, they have a map here. So it shows for Brewers and Bucks, if you live anywhere in Wisconsin, you're in the market.
I know. It makes sense. That's just something I found very annoying about watching pro sports,
right,
is you have to, if you don't live in the market, and let's say you're from Minnesota and you move to Wisconsin,
right,
then you have to pay a bunch extra to watch your team.
Well, like, you know, one of my godsons lives out in Seattle now, or Bremerton near Seattle. So I suppose he couldn't get this deal with Bally, but then you'd have to have the Major League Baseball app or whatever to stream the Brewers. I think that's the way that works. So, I mean, it's one or the other, right?
Right.
Kind of with, I think your point is a good one. I wish you weren't having to have all these streaming services. Let's go back, Mr. Zommers. There was a text here from someone a little bit earlier on this exact thing here in terms of there we go. This is from Dana in La Crosse, listening in on the tap up in La Crosse, WLCX, says, I'm an American citizen who lives within my means. Perhaps that's why inflation did not hit me all that hard these last couple of years. One way that I live within my means is by not spending like crazy, and certainly not buying a subscription service that allows me to spend even more. I will not pay a subscription that permits me to spend money, and therefore, I certainly won't pay that subscription to watch sports. I'm tired of being nickeled and dimed, unquote. Dana up in La Crosse. I think that is right there. That's mom talking. I mean, don't be spending money you don't have. Don't be spending money foolishly. You know, things our parents try to teach us.
And that goes in line with the whole junk fees thing that I think Basically everybody has had enough of.
Yeah. No, I think you're absolutely right. And of course, the Biden administration trying to buy junk fees, like when you go online and reserve a hotel or an airline ticket, and it says, oh, it's going to be $185. And then you actually go to purchase it, and it turns out to be $250 because of all the fees and taxes that get put on there. And so the Biden administration is saying, list the actual full price up front, not the basic price. You have to put the taxes on there. So that's a good thing. Also off the text line, you can text us. This is Andrew from Maine, listening via WAUK The Shaw, says, quote, 2024 will be an interesting year for my family. We entered into contract on a house this past weekend. Oh, congratulations, Andrew. Moving out of our rental and into something we own. If it does mean a mortgage payment for the next 30 years, or even if it does mean a mortgage payment for the next 30 years, our jobs are relatively secure. Wife is a registered nurse, and I work data analytics, unquote. Well, first of all, congratulations, because, you know, Todd got himself into working on campaigns and a small business. You know, Todd's financial score does not look great. So that's part of the reason Todd is renting right now. But I agree that you can actually have a lower payment, a house payment on a mortgage, on a reasonable house, right now in Madison at least, than you can with a standard one-bedroom rental payment. And you're actually, you know, creating, you know, some sort of equity as well.
Right. Rent in Madison is kind of an issue right now.
It's a real issue. And not for, you know, glamorous luxury apartments or anything. I mean, we've said this before. The median rent in Madison, Wisconsin right now for a one-bedroom apartment is $1,600. $1,600 for the median price.
Yeah, that sounds about right from some friends I have who had to move back to Manitowoc or elsewhere because their rent got jacked up. And they're like, substitute teaching doesn't pay for this.
Right. No, it's so, I mean, if you have the credit score, if you have a partner, that also helps as well, having two incomes, right? But if you can get into a mortgage, there's a lot to be said for perhaps having a lower monthly payment while still building equity. Of course, you are tied down at that point. You either have to, if you want to move, you got to sell the house, and you're susceptible that way. But you're also susceptible if you're a renter, right, to rising rents. So anyway, that is, they say, as that. 47 minutes now before the hour of 2 o'clock. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, our friend Matt Flynn will take over these airwaves. Are you going to be going out to San Francisco, or at least Santa Clara, to watch the Packer game this Saturday? Coming up Saturday night, you can listen to it right here on select stations on Civic Media, Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, on the Packer Radio Network. Are you going? We have some details here for you if you're interested in going. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would you like to go? And no, I don't have any free tickets. That's down a little bit. Wouldn't that be great? Come on back. We're going to give away an all-expense-paid package for two to Santa Clara to see the Packers this weekend.
That would be great.
That'd be great if I could say that. I can't. We have no tickets. I'm sorry. I'm sorry about that. But we will come back and talk a little bit about this. There's a pep rally happening before the Packer game. And how much will it cost you to fly out to California from Green Bay or Appleton or other places? You got to get that cheese. You got to eat some cheese if you want to go put on a cheese head and watch the Packers. Come on back. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Got to get that cheese.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 2 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, taking over these airwaves. The great program, Matt Flynn Direct. He doesn't couch it. He doesn't sugarcoat it. He doesn't care about your feelings. No, that's not true. He does care about your feelings. But see, just like that, Matt has a great wry sense of humor.
Yes,
he loves to laugh a little bit, because sometimes I think, you know, he just looks at this and says, how crazy is this, right? The world is just crazy. So I'm always entertained when Matt cracks himself up. That's one of my favorite parts of the show, quite frankly. He's an attorney. He was a 2-time chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. He is Matt Flynn Direct. He'll be in taking us to the front lines of history. And boy, is it being made today in the courtroom with Trump and this Judge Kaplan in the E. Jean Carroll trial. Actually, it's just basically to award damages. So we've talked about this a little bit, but Matt will, I'm sure, I can almost guarantee, as we say it back at Richland Center, guarantee that Matt will continue to talk about this in the courtrooms today. Don't miss it. It is Matt Flynn Direct, always taking your calls, next up after the news and weather at the top of the hour. Want to finish up on a little fun stuff here. Of course, the Packers play this Saturday. And wouldn't you know it, Mr. Zombers, I'm taking this little quick trip out to see friends in Colorado, and we're going to see one of my favorite all-time musicals, The Book of Mormon, with my friends Joe and Rachel. They're newlyweds. They got married last fall, and so we're going to go see. Last fall, you know, when the wedding came up, we're like, obviously, we're not going to hang out a lot. It's a busy time, the wedding. So Joe's like, you've seen Book of Mormon, right? I said, yeah, they have not.
I haven't either. Can really? I just like hide in your suitcase? Sure, you don't have to like bring me with you and sit next to you or something. I can let you guys have your fun. I'll just hide somewhere else.
And come on along, as Lamar Alexander used to say on his failed presidential campaign. But anyway, so we're going to say it's a great show. It's an adult show. I mean, not that kind of an adult show, but you know, there's some adult language.
Not for children.
Right. It's from the same guys that created South Park.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, it's a little irreverent. Let's just say that.
And perhaps just a little.
And some language that we wouldn't necessarily use here on the radio. But it's a great story to it. There's a great story. It's a great meaning. And it's also hilarious. And so we're going to go see the Broadway touring group of Book of Mormon on Saturday in Fort Collins. Beautiful Fort Collins, Colorado. Never been to Fort Collins proper. Been to Denver, but not to Fort Collins. So I'm looking forward to this in nervous anticipation. But of course, we bought these tickets last fall. And now here the Packers, of all the time slots the Packers could have played in this weekend, of course, it's the exact time slot that we're going to be in the theater enjoying Book of Mormon. So the question is, do we try in this day and age, do we either shut off our phones or like just leave them at home and try to avoid knowing the outcome and then like go home and watch it tape delayed? Or should we just, you know, say whatever?
I think it'd be like, it's just one show. You can avoid checking and finding the score for that and then go back and watch it right away.
But Kelly, like, we can't go into a bar or anything, right? Because they could pop up on the TV and and it'd be like, oh well, there it is.
It's not in Wisconsin, so you might be able to.
That's true. I don't know.
Depending on the bar.
So anyway, the Packer game is, oh, by the way, here's Andrew from Maine also texting in and saying this on our last segment. The cost of flying to and attending professional sports ball games is still more than the various streaming services. That is true. Though I would love to love a master streaming service with an a la carte option. I will take a Bruins subscription with a side of Mandalorian.
Oh, that would be really nice. Right?
There you go. Yeah. So, yes, thank you, Andrew, for getting us back on track here. So, according to the Green Bay Press Gazette, great reporter Richard Ryman, Packers are having a pep rally on Friday before the game. The rally will be 6 p.m. Pacific time, and it's at The Patio. That's the name of the place, The Patio, in Palo Alto, which our friend Trigvi Olsen said he has been there.
It has his stamp of approval.
Yes. The Packers play the 49ers 7:15 Wisconsin time on Saturday at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. The rally's free, but fans who want to win prizes, such as Jordan Love's autographed football, must register at packers.com/pass, P-A-S-S. Fans must be present to win. So you can't sign up and then stay here. You got to, and I know some people are, you know, and God bless them if they have the means to do it. So anyway, so ticket prices, this is very interesting. How much do you think an average ticket for the Packers 49ers game is going for right now?
Honestly, yeah. I don't know what sports tickets these days cost.
Any guesses?
I'm going to guess $200.
Pretty good guess. I would have guessed higher. I would have said, maybe, you know, $400 based on some of the things I've seen. But the average get-in price, just to get in, on the secondary market, $287 as of yesterday. That's down from $357 on Monday. So there you go. Various prices, StubHub, SeatGeek, those sort of things. So it goes from anywhere from $234 on StubHub, or if you want to sit in a box, $20,000. If you want to go sit up in the Levi's Stadium, if you just sit around an extra $20,000, you want to blow, go out to California and get a skybox.
Just make sure you bring some pocket change so you can buy some like $87 beers or whatever.
Right, exactly. The Packers, by the way, the Packers lead this series with the 49ers 38-33-1, dating back to their first game in 1950s. The 49ers lead the playoff series 5-4. Dating back to 1996. Now, despite what Trigvi said, this reporter, the Green Bay Press Gazette, said Levi's Stadium is average at best. It was rated 15th in USA Today's ranking of NFL stadiums, for whatever that's worth. Now, if you're flying, fly into San Jose, or so says the reporter, rather than San Francisco. San Francisco International Airport is 31 miles from Levi's Stadium. San Jose Mineta International Airport, 6 miles. So despite their name, they're actually not really near, you know, San Francisco. It'd kind of like be if Lambeau Field was in Appleton and they still call themselves the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, kind of would. By the way, speaking of which,
yeah.
You know what the number one stadium is, NFL stadium, on that USA Today list?
Lambeau Field.
Sure is.
That's right. We only the best here in Wisconsin. Plane tickets are pricey as well if you're going to try to fly out. Probably going to spend about $700 right now if you're still trying to buy a ticket from Green Bay, Appleton, or Milwaukee to San Francisco. Love you all. Thank you for being here. Thanks to Pat Kreitlow. Thanks to Trigvi Olsen and Mr. Zomer. Stay tuned. Matt Flynn Direct is next. We'll be back here. I'll actually be in Milwaukee tomorrow. Join us then. Keep banging your drum.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Joy Engine salutes the work of Martin Luther King Jr. as we celebrate his accomplishments in civil rights, his leadership in fighting injustice through peaceful protests, the March on Washington, the Montgomery bus boycott, the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Acts, and much more. MLK led the way for millions to work towards achieving equality. This week, join Joy Engine with Civic Media in recognizing Dr. King's accomplishments and contributions.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.